Kinky Friedman is one of Texas's truly bizarre characters. He's a successful novelist, an internationally known performer, a gubernatorial candidate, the creator of a dog rescue, and the White House guest of two different presidents. TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan sat down with Friedman at his rustic ranch house outside Medina and talked about his big new project.
About an hour and a half northwest of San Antonio and a few miles out of Medina lies 500 acres that Kinky Friedman's parents bought in 1953 to turn into a youth camp, welcoming all kids, primarily Jewish ones. It's called Echo Hill, and just across Wallace Creek and up a gravel road is Kinky's place. The pine-paneled walls of his well-lived-in house are covered in paintings, pictures, and memorabilia, including masks from his Peace Corps stint in Borneo, illustrating a half-century of creating mischief and exploring the world. This ranch is his refuge.
Yeah, it's been an anchor. It's been a harbor. And all my animals are buried around here.
Friedman's a big animal lover. Having created the Utopia Animal Rescue Ranch, his four dogs, including the deaf and blind one, wandered through the hour and a half we talked on the vine-covered front porch, overlooking the camp compound with dozens of kids' cabins and outbuildings. This Kinky isn't the wild man who burned up stages in the 1970s and 80s. After years of performance excess, he found pleasure and made a living as a writer of more than a dozen gumshoe detective novels starring a fictionalized version of himself. Decades had passed since Kinky composed his last music, then out of the blue, a call at 3 a.m.
Willie called, my psychiatrist, Willie Nelson. He says, "What are you doing, Kink?" And I said, I'm watching Matlock. And he said, "Well," he said, "that's a sure sign of depression." He said, "Turn Matlock off and start writing, Kinky, start writing."
When Willie tells you to write songs, you write songs.
Wrote a dozen of them in 1 month.
And these were not the raucous, profane, satirical pieces he's known for.
All with a tragic personal trigger.
Friedman says tragic circumstances spawned each cut.
Then they plunged into the dark. They found him dead in Central Park. He'd slipped right through the angel's tiny hand.
When I finished, I was pretty excited. I thought I really had something. Had echoes of early Leonard Cohen and Christofferson. For me, it's to describe what I think it sounded like.
For those of you who know Kinky's past sound, his new album, Circus of Life, is nothing like what you might expect.
Come to the circus. Come to the circus. Come to the circus of life.
Spotify has named it their premier pick of the week worldwide. That was last week.
Friedman has never made the leap into the computer age. He doesn't have internet access, not even an email account. His more technologically connected friends had to tell him what Spotify even was.
Whether it ever results in a financial pleasure for the Kinkster is very debatable.
The 12-song CD stripped-down production style was no accident.
It's very sparse. It's not a Nashville recording. It's not sanitized or homogenized. Very different, calculated not to be played on radio. As a result, SiriusXM is playing the hell out of Autographs in the Rain right now.
But I never will forget him signing Autographs in the Rain.
Circus of Life wasn't recorded in a high-dollar studio, but right there on the ranch.
We recorded in that house right over there, which is not a recording studio.
While he thinks the world of the musicians and engineers who helped him create the CD, he thinks the circumstances of its creation are a large part of how good it's come out.
It was the professionals who gave us the Titanic, and it was the amateurs who gave us the Ark.
Those patented Kinky one-liners are always within arm's reach. And for those of you who want to create, he has some advice. Stop being happy.
Step one, if you want to be a songwriter, be miserable. Find a way to be miserable. I personally fight happiness at every turn. A happy person creates nothing great.
He also suggests something important that worked on him.
You may have a different Matlock, but you got to find what your Matlock is and turn them on. That's what Willie's saying.
The results he feels are significant.
At 73, I'm able to do arguably my best stuff.
Texas's most irreverent troubadour, its most famous Jewish cowboy, has lived four or five careers at least. Between the entertainer, the writer, the cross-cultural gadfly, I asked which was his most comfortable hat to wear.
Defender of strays, I would say, is about the highest level of activity that you can get involved with. I mean, some are two-legged and some are four-legged, but that opens the gates of heaven a little bit wider, I think.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.